What have you made, I suppose, initially of this season and also more recently, maybe the troubles that they've had, and they've got to through a little bit of a sticky patch, very short sticky patch, but generally they've been pretty decent this season, haven't they?
I've watched, in fairness, they've had a lot of games on Sky, and I went to the FA Cup game when I was back down south as well. So, I think right now, with how strong the league is and the teams that are in the league and the money other teams are spending, I think it's been a great season. And I think they're a lot more wiser than they were last year. I think they're in a better position, and I can't see a reason why they won't get promoted, to be fair.
What about of late? What do you put that down to? Maybe, you know, they've had a couple of long trips, Preston, Huddersfield, the FA Cup's been there as well. Results have gone against them. What do you make the reasoning behind that, do you think?
The way Brighton play now, it's quite high intensity. They're attacking a lot. They get balls in the box. The wingers are involved all the time, and they're going to have them, I think, dip in form where you're playing at such a high intensity. Probably it does take it out of you a bit, and you can have a game or two off, maybe like Huddersfield, but I think you got to expect that as a fan. I know you want to win every game, but it's usually quite a settled side, really, as well. Might change one or two players every game, but it can take its toll sometimes. And sometimes you might just need a little rest here and there, or a result to go against you, and you regroup and you go again. And in fairness to them, the one thing they are is they're resilient this year. They've got points and they've got wins where you can't see it coming. I think it was Birmingham as well, and then you had Sheffield Wednesday, and then even the Brentford game, where I think they stick out. You mightn't win all them games, but they're the games you stick out, and you think you've got a great chance of going up this year because you're getting stuff out of games that you probably shouldn't.
Absolutely, and I suppose that the key to that have been a couple of players that you know well, Lewis Duncan, Glenn Murray. What have you made of their contribution this season?
To be fair, I think Dunkey's probably the best defender in that league by far. Seeing him now, I think he's grown so much. I think his decision-making, I think that's the only thing that always used to let him down probably when he was a bit younger, but his decision-making on the ball has been different class, and he's added goals to his game as well, which he didn't really have when we were there. And I think he's probably been the standout player for Brighton over the last few years, probably the most consistent. Yeah, he probably made a few mistakes with a few silly bookings and stuff, but I think you learn with that, and that's, I think it's part of the game. Probably his game that he probably needs to iron out a little bit, but and the same at Muzza, I think his goal record speaks for itself, and I think if they can get a 20 goal striker, as you say, that can get you out of the league, because you're only as good as your strikers, and they've got some good ones there, and hopefully his goals will make them take them to the Premier League.
Absolutely. If I think back in you know, what you achieved with the club and the promotion, and but, you know, there were days, weren't there, like that final day on survival day with Dean under Russell. You know, when you look back now, can you see them as a Premier League side? Could you even believe back then, in those days when you were sort of scrapping against relegation, that the club could round like it has?
Probably not that day I didn't, but I think the day when the new manager came in after Russell, I think you could feel something was going to happen. It's hard to put your finger on it. It's one of them moments where you're just thinking, this place is going to change. This isn't going to be how it is now. And you either get on board or you don't. And I think you've got to give credit to everyone probably at the club, staff, the owner, everyone. I think they had a vision. Usually everyone has a 5-year plan. That's all you hear in football, really. But it's a different thing going and doing it. But I think people came in, and I think everyone was hungry at that football club. I think that's the key. You had people at the top who were hungry, the chairman, and then you had it worked the whole way down to everyone that's working there. Probably people in the press, everyone wanted better and demanded better. I think that's the word, I think. And it got the club back up where it should be. And I think it's a credit to everyone that's been involved, probably even Russell to that day, keeping the club up, because if you hadn't stayed up, God knows what would have happened, to be fair. I don't think it's worth thinking about.
What about now? I mean, I know you do get down to the South Coast occasionally, but you're up in Scotland and you're enjoying life on the football pitch at Kilmarnock.
Yeah, definitely. I've played a lot of games this year. I've had a few chances probably to come up to Scotland in the past, and I haven't, but I'm really enjoying it up here. It gets bashed a bit, the league down. People bash it a bit more down in England, but it surprised me a lot up here. I think the standard, and be fair, there's a lot of young players up here that I think people probably don't recognise as much, or people probably don't look at enough probably down in the leagues in England. And there is good players, as I said, and you've got the bonus of the big teams up here, as you see in Celtic and Rangers and stuff, and Hearts and all these teams. You don't realise how big a clubs they are as well. Probably people up here don't realise, as in Brighton, such a big club. I don't think people realise either. So, I've really enjoyed it, and I'm playing all the time. That's what it's about.
And what about this year? a centre-back and scoring goals. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm not too sure. I've been playing centre-back the last few games. I've enjoyed it, to be fair. I'll play anywhere. I've always been like that. Once I'm on the pitch, it doesn't matter where I'm playing. But a goal is even more of a rare thing these days. But I'll take them as they come. They're usually a bit scrappy, but it wasn't the worst goal, so I'll take it.